Kumlana Blad Gemara, we're up to the Chesamar Aleph, Mishnah. Zog the Mishnah, the Elu, a day, Shalavuchad, we're talking about, you know, I'll do any business in the holidays. We had a machlekes of 3 days prior, 1 day prior, or 3 days prior, and 3 days post. The following are the holidays that Goyim used to celebrate. Kalanda, which quite possibly could be, we'll soon see what it is, it could be the, that's the mark of the word calendar. It works out to around January 1st. We'll soon see. Actually, not exactly, but we'll soon see. The Saturnurum, probably celebration of Saturn, we'll soon see what it is. The Kartisim, we'll explain which one it is. Yom Genusia Shemelchayim, coronation day, the Yom Haleda, the birthday of the king, the Yom HaMisa, when a king dies, his, while Kozman, his son, is alive, they celebrate it. Divrei Hamer, Chachamim say, and they all run to Avodah Zarah. Chachamim say, no, when it comes to Misa, when is it associated with Avodah Zarah? Call Misa Sheyesh Basreifa. They would burn all the king's things and possessions, or bury them together with him, then that's an idol worshipping. Yesh bo Avodah Zarah Chavim, but if she'ein Basreifa, there's no burning involved, ein bo Avodah Zarah, there's no association with Avodah Zarah. Avol Yom Teglach HaZikna, they used to make a big, they used to shave their beards for the Avodah Zarah. Uvulurisa, and they used to leave their hair back, a lump of hair in the back of the head, and they used to shave it once a year. The yom, but a backward trip. The yom she'ola by min hayam, and the day that they came back from the sea, from an overseas trip. The yom she'yotze be'sur, they went out of jail. In all of these, now machlekes is referring to these, also referring to the, only the king, but not individual, or even individual as well. Rashi seems to be learning even individual as well. Rashi holds that every individual, whenever he took a, they used to shave their beards for Avodah Zarah.
Well, that was part of the service.
Service, yeah. So it was an individual thing, no longer a king. Or Oyve Kachavim, the reason why most, many of Shem argued Rashi is because suddenly here it says, Oyve Kachavim Shasam Mishnah, like suddenly he introduces the concept that every individual who makes a wedding for their son. And obviously they thank their deity.
So this is Lafuke, the rest of the Mishnah, which was.
Which is talking about the king. Bella. According to the Ritva and Rashi and others. Einu Asar ala Oisa, Yem va Oisa, it's not forbidden, only that day and that person alone and not everybody else. Okay, now the Gemara explains. First of all, Omer Avchanan Barove, Kalanda, what's Kalanda? Ches Yomim Achad Kufa. You have the equinox, which used to be, I think, on the 10th of December before, what do you call it? Gregory came along and added 11 days to the calendar. Now it's 21st. So it used to be the 10th. And 8 days after that, so roughly around the 18th of December, was they used to have a holiday. We'll soon see. Very interesting what the holiday is all about, or how it started. And Saturnuda was Ches Yom Lifted Kufa, 8 days prior to that. So it would be like December 1. Today, December 21, and if you add 8 days, it comes December 29. So it's almost like the beginning of the year, which is Kalanda, which is a calendar, maybe.
I told you the other
calendar. I said, I forgot to quote in the right name, yes. The name of Yehuda. The Simonach, now the Braise mentions calendar, which is the later Yom Tov, before he mentions the Satronida, which is the early Yom Tov. Ochar, v'kedem Satroni. You find the pasuk, remember this pasuk, that the later ones are mentioned before the earlier ones. What kind of Yom Tov is it? How did it start? Where did it come from? Tanu Rabbanan. It all started good in Kedusha, and then it ended up in Klippa. If you should know, Adam Rishon saw Yom Shem Mismai, but he saw the day starting shorter and shorter. Omar, he said, Oili, Hashem punished me, threw me out, evicted me from Gan Eden, and he said to me that he's bringing Misa to the world, and I see that every single day is getting shorter and shorter. And then when it came to the equinox, it was so short, he said, Oili, Shemba Bishvil Shasarachti. Maybe because I sinned, Oilam Choshe Badi, the world's going to get darker and darker, and before you know, there won't be any more sun left. The Choshe will tell you, Voy, the world turned to naught. The Zuhi Misa Shenik to Lavishamayan, this is my punishment. Omad, he stood with Yoshev and he sat, Ches Yomim Betain Tefillah. Now, why he took the number Ches to fast? You know, a week is 7 days. So, where did he get the idea of fasting 8 days? Lemailim and Ateva is hard. Is it interesting to know.
That he fasted an 8 day fast?
Or 8 day fast.
That after 8 days, the situation changed and therefore he stopped fasting.
No. He fasted for 8 days. With Yoshev, Ches Yomim Betainis, Ubetfillah, and he davened. Kivun Shirat Kufas Tevis. Then 8 days later, suddenly Varo Yom Shemad of Heilich. Maybe he fasted 8 days because you don't see straight away the days increasing, taking another for a few days, for a week or so. Everything.
Until
he fasted
changed.
Every day, but he did fast every day.
Yeah, but as the
why did he stop?
Changed, he
yeah.
saw
could no be. Yeah.
For it anymore.
Omam in Hoga Shalolim who He said, this is what happened. He was first, it's talking about the last 8 days before the equinox, he was fasting. And then after the equinox started to increase, he made 8 days. He had 8 days yom to post equinox because the days are starting to get bigger. He had 8 days fasting pre equinox.
It's actually, if it's winter, it's called solstice.
Solstice, okay. Yeah, you're right. The following year, decided to make a big yomtiv, 16 days yomtiv. Some say there was a little space of a day or two in between. Who called him L'shem Shemayim? Other magician's intention was L'shem Shemayim for the Eibishter. V'heim kovel L'shem Shechavim. The goyim took it on, but they turned it into one of their idol worshippers. One of the idols, to worship their idols. So if you learn that he was creating Tishrei, makes the whole thing makes sense. What kufa? What season did he see? He saw kufa's Nisan. He saw only days getting shorter. That's what I'm saying. He only saw days from the day he was created. The days were getting shorter and shorter every day. He never saw a day getting longer. He's creating Nisan, so he saw summer. He went through summer. He saw days get longer and then got shorter. He realized that that's how it should be. What's he going on about? And the Gemara Zutta Kula Haile, he did see long days. He did see days getting shorter, but to be so short, like in December, that he never saw. The Gemara taught about me learning another brayse. Yom Shenivra Bayadim Rishon, the day that was created. Kibon Sheshar Kolav Chama. As soon as the first day, it was Friday, the sun set. Omar, he said, Oy li, and he already sinned on that same day. But it's a das. Shemeshvil shasarachti, oilam choshur ba'adi. You know what's getting darker? Because I sinned. The yachzer oilam lesoy avoyi. The sun is gone. That's it. Finished. This is my punishment. Hayoyish betaynes. He fasted Friday night. He fasted Friday night. Uboyche kol alayla, and he cried a whole night. V'chava boyche kenegle. And Chava was crying right next to him. Kivon sha'ola amud ha'shachar. As soon as it came daybreak, Omar, he said, min hoge shal oilamu. So the very first Friday night, he fasted already. Not a fast on Shabbos, but he fasted Friday night with his wife, Chava. They sat a whole night crying. And then he saw the sun come back. Who amud v'hikri, right? He brought a carbon. What did he carbon bring? He brought a shoyer, an axe, shekarnov koidmi leparsoysev. And the horns were created before his hooves. Normally, a cow is born first; he has feet and hooves and everything else. The horns come much later. But when the Abish created the world, he created the world in the full. Every animal, every person, everything was created in its full height. And so, therefore, the horns were there already. But why do you say the horns were there before? So Rashi says the way the Abish created the animal came from the ground. So the head came first, and therefore the horns came before the hooves. So let's do Rashi. Interesting Rashi. Rashi Karnois of Koyd Mizle Farsoyser, parallel to the Gemara. The Amar Ma, we learned Kol Maase Breishis Bekaymos and Nivru, all created in full height. Shoyd Im Karn of Megudolin. The Shoyd was created together with his horns. The Kivon Sheyotza Roish Tchila, and since it came my head, it came out first. Nimtu Karnois of Koymanois of. Where does it say that the head came out first? Where does Rashi get this from? That the head, that it came from the ground and the head came out first. Maybe it all came in one go. It means in the full structure. It wasn't, other religion was created a ben chaf, a 20-year-old. It wasn't created like a baby who changes nappies.
So then there's a fetish of that the chicken came first, not the egg.
Oh, no, maybe the egg also created in full. Both
the
created at the same
not,
time.
The egg is not a full bria. The egg is only a partial bria.
Maybe a full egg with a chicken side. Maybe both were created at the same time. Good question. And the debate still continues. Shnemar, it says, Dovid HaMelech said, how do we know that Dovid HaMelech said? He said, I wish that my tefillah to the Eibishter will be good and better than Shor Par, better than Makrin Mafris, a Shor Par who was Makrin Mafris. The horns came before the Mafris. Okay. Yes. Rabbi Yehuda said, that was a unicorn. Dr. Doodle's unicorn. That's what other magician created. Had a single horn. Shenemar, it says, V'sitiv L'Hashem, I want that this should be better to the Eibishter, Mishar Par. And we touch Mekeren Mafris is what? Is Lashon Yachid, one. For the Gemara, Makrin Tachin Mafris. It says, we read it Makrin Mafris. It says in the pasuk single horn. What's the idea of a?
If you say you create out of the ground,
that
creates a
created standing up. They created, and they had to stand up.
Koyim Mosan even means it was Chodesh standing up. I'll take it literally. Now, it's a beautiful, I can't remember which Mephidosh it is. There's, why did the magician bring a unicorn? No, I think it's Klei Yoker HaChumash. He said, why did the others bring a unicorn? Is because the whole idea of you do a karma chattas is you do have two, when you do an aveda, you affect adversely two things. You affect adversely yourself, and you're affecting the world around you. Because people learn from you, and you bring two men to the world. So you bring a carbon and a cow, they should make two horns. Because one horn, it turns out, lies, you shtecht yourself, you gored yourself, and one horn because you gored the world. When Adam Arishan came in the Veda, it was only he, there was nobody else around. And therefore, the only one that he affected was himself. So he only needed a cow with one horn. That's why he went out of his way to look for a unicorn. But after that, no need for unicorns anymore, because everybody, when you do something wrong, you're not only hurting yourself, you're hurting the whole world around you. Oh, the master says, Raimi, my master says like this, Raimi Sha'asa Kalanda, this holiday or this festival known as Kalanda, was a Roman festival. They used to make it, they used to bring animal sacrifices to the gods. What about all those satellite cities that were next to them, that were subordinate to them, but they had different cultures, different beliefs. They didn't really believe in any of these things. All those cities that were subjugated and subservient to them, what about to those towns? Are you allowed to sell to them or not?
It's interesting you're saying that Rami did it, but it sounds as though the Greeks didn't have it.
Sorry, no, this is a Roman holiday.
Calends was a Roman.
Yeah.
Although the Greeks also had.
What's the shaila then? If the animals are not going to be brought up as sacrifices, what's the problem? Because they then send some of these animals to the Romans to bring sacrifices. So are you even lifnei iver? And the obvious question, the Rishonim will ask a question. We learned a concept called lifnei iver lesis mishra, but lifnei is not a problem. According to Rashi Pshat, this is lifnei. They give it. They're giving it to these satellite cities, and these cities will take some to the Romans. So this is two steps away. What's the problem? So some of the Shani want to say that because it's a vadai, it's not. When do we say lifnei? Because you don't know for sure. But if it's 100%, because you know that these cities have no choice and they're going to have to bring the animals to Rome, therefore it's not considered lifnei. Rabbi Shmuel Levi says, "Kalanda asura lakoli. It is asur. Rabbi Yechonam, but ain't asura elav debavad. It's kalanda only asur to the people who worship, but not. It's not asur to these satellite cities. Tanya covers Rabbi Yechonam. Rabbi Yechonam, afa pisha amru reimi asur kalanda. Even though we said reimi made it commemorated festival. Chola yodas muchas la mishtablus lo." And all the cities around her, he atzma einasura elav debavad. Only forbidden for the Romans. You pass tissues. Only for the Romans. And nobody else. Then we have other holidays. Satranina, which is the other yontif we had, and Vikartesim, which our mission says Kartesim. And Yom Genus Yishem Molchem. This is now quoting our mission as well. And he's quoting our mission to bring a day to Bechem. And Yom Genus Yishem Molchem. And the coronation of the kings. The Yom Shmuel by Melech. And the anniversary of that. The fun of Osir. Prior to that, it is forbidden. Acher of Mutter. After that, it's permitted. The Oivik of Chavish as Mishem Noiv. A king did a Mishter for his son. Ain Osir is not forbidden. Ella Oisa Yom only that day. But Oisa is that person. Only in that person. Sorry, this is all part of the Braisa. I'll bring another ayah to support Rabbi Yechonon that what only Romans also. The Tony Yom Teklachas in the day. Our Mishnah says the day that he shaved the beard of Lurisa, his hair of Yom Shalom, and the Yom 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 as soon as the day he went out from the sea. Or you out of jail, ain't Osir Ella Oisa Yemavad. It's only forbidden that very day, but Oisa Ish and that man. Yeah, only that person, that man. Now the chayder that day, that man, that the chayder. Okay, it's a chiddush that day. You would thought 3 days prior you shouldn't sell him any animals. Not only that day, but obviously only that man, because you take a haircut or shave your beard. Anyone else should be usher. I mean, what's going on? Bishleim oisayim. I need to tell me oisayim lafuke to negate the idea of the fun of laachr. Elo oisay ish lafuke my the man and not what my love lafuke mishabad isn't I coming to tell you what, but the lafuke that other there's other cities. That if he has people who are subservient to him, they you're allowed to deal with them. Shmamino Zaraya. but not included.
So if the Poritz has a haircut, it doesn't matter all the people in his town.
No, you cannot deal with the Poritz, but if you can deal with everybody else in the town.
Yeah.
They are all idol worshippers, but betada, not knowingly. How? Ketad, oive kachavim shasam mishal libnoi. If a goy makes a big wedding feast for his son, v'zimin kol ayud neshivida, he's invited also the Eden in the city. So obviously they had good relations. Afa pish oichim shen Eden brought their own food. The shaisim shalom brought their own drink, no wine from the goy. Meaning? It says that Yehudi in Megillah it means because they profess. Yeah, exactly. So maybe in Yisrael, Avodah Zarah was much more rife than Chutz La'aretz, as we had before. We'll have later. That Chutz La'aretz, the Goyim were not such big as the voter, like the Goyim in Yisrael. They were the worst. V'sham b'shalayim, you bought your own butlers. Yet oimid lifneim, my lalem, because nevertheless, the fact that you participated in a feast, which the goyim were oiv l'avoyd zodah, would worship their gods and thank their gods and so on and so forth. If you go there, even though you brought your own kosher food, your own waiter, you had no benefit from the goyim. But the fact that you participated, my lalem, because ki lochlo zichem meisim, as if you ate from mizivchem meisim, from mizbeach, of all these meisim. This is kakish. It says in the pasuk, if you join the goyim, and it says the kodesh l'chod, they invite you, v'chalta, you eat mezivchay from there, kabbonis, the sacrifices. They actually ate, not like in the example you gave here, but they didn't participate really in anything. You physically ate from the sacrifice, and my v'kodesh also they invited you. Mishas kriya, the moment they invite you, you already have a problem. The entire 30 days, even post the wedding, whether he told you I'm inviting you for the wedding, even though he didn't tell you I'm inviting, but he made a big party again, definitely he's linking it to the wedding, usher is forbidden. So in a wedding, in a way, is much more chomer than all other avodah zarah, all other forms of worship, 3 days prior or 1 day prior, or 3 days post, according to Bishamon, that's it. Here it's 30 days. The next 30 days, he's still so happy that his son got married that he's constantly thanking his deity. So you are not allowed to join in his festivities. And furthermore, for 30 days, we have only, I don't care what the reason he gives you, you're not allowed to join. If it's past 30 days, if he says, look, I'm a year late, he's not making a party for things. Also, is permitted. If he clearly told you I'm making a party because my son got married, ad emas, how much longer after the wedding is it still forbidden? Amar papa, ad treise yachis shasa, 12 months. 12 months he parties. We also have lahavdil simcha moina for 12 months. If you're making a suda, especially for the wedding, you don't say shor brachas, but you say simcha moina up to 12 months. Umikara me emas, okay, that's post. Prior to the wedding, when is he starting to celebrate, when is he starting to prepare for the wedding and he's in a good mood? Papa was a beer maker, so he says, "Mechiramu sare basinta." The moment they start preparing the beer, this is the most important thing of a wedding. They start preparing the beer, they put the barley in. It is aser. Now, not everyone agrees because the Tesis says nowhere does the Gemara say that beer was made out of barley. Beer was made out of dates or from hops, whatever it is. No one would say it's made out of barley. So therefore, Tesis likes the second Shana Rashi, and second Shana Rashi is a very interesting meaning they used to have. We had a similar thing in Gittin. They used to plant trees, and then you made a chuppah out of it for the wedding. They used to take a barrel, put some soil on the bottom, plant some barley seeds, and then it would sprout some leaves. And at the chuppah, they would give them as a present. They would plant it the day they got engaged, and usually 12 months, and they used to give it to them, or how long it was. They gave it to Chasan Kala and said, you should be fruitful and multiply, just like these seeds over here. Go fruitful and multiply. That's what it means. So when they did that means they were already thinking about the future. So the Gemara, Rav Yitzchak Breda Mishashe. Sorry? Yeah. Oh, that's a mission in Miksuvis. We're talking about something else. Here they prepare way before they planted and the rice and all that, the grains is a mission in Miksuvis. We'll have a lot of grains to that today as well. I have a question. You say it's only 12 months. He once came to a Goyish place. So it's way after 12 months. And he overheard the Oidi that in the middle of the party, it was 2 years later, maybe a year and a half later, they were singing, still singing chants to their God for the wedding. He didn't eat. Peter, he walked away. So what are you, Papa, saying is a time limit of 12 months? You see, clearly he walked away after 12 months. He was a choshev person, and therefore the goy, the reason why the goy was celebrating now so late after the wedding is because of Yitzchak was there and he felt honored that Yitzchak joined his party. So even though it might have been 2 years after the wedding, he was still in a good mood again. So it's Yitzchak's fault. That's why he left. But ordinarily, after 12 months, you know, the party, you know, the people forget things. You know, right, the Kartesim, what in the world is Kartesim? Okay, now we'll do some history now. This is the day that Rome finally were victorious over the Greeks and they took over the hegemony over the whole world. But Tanya says, we learned in the Braise, Kartesim, vi yoim shetofse by Remi Malchus. It seems two separate events. Kartesim was one event, and the day that the Romans took over from the Greeks, their sphere of influence, it was a separate day altogether. There were two actually events where Rome took to seized many countries. The first event was Achaz made Cleopatra Malchus. So first they took over from Egypt. Cleopatra was the queen of Egypt. She took over from them, and they took, Romans took over from that, and they won. The Achaz Shetovse Meivonim, and then they took away from the Greeks. The Chiyosar of Dimiyama, this is very interesting. This is our version of the history, which you won't find in their books. You'll find, Avdimi said, Omar Tlosin Vitrain Karvi of the Remoi Badi Evonioi. There were 32 wars that the Romans waged against the Greeks, but La Yochla, they always succumbed, they could never overcome them. And until the Shat Finuli Sobadayu, they turned to the Eden and said, become our partners and we'll fight the Greeks together. In other words, after the story of Chashmonaim, which is when this is all talking about, the Yehuda Maccabi, before he got killed, he weakened the Greeks, and he invigorated the Romans to try it again, because the Greeks sent the massive armies to Israel, and even though if you read the Maccabi, they won some wars, they lost some wars, but he weakened them.
I always thought it wasn't the Greeks themselves, it was the Misyavni.
The Syrians. It's called Greeks.
The Hellenists.
Because the Greek Empire was divided.
Yeah,
they were divided.
They were supporters of the Greeks.
They were supporters. They came from Greece, and the Greek king was divided. They divided in different parts. But Hachi asked about Dayu, so this is what the Romans said to the Jews. This is the deal they made in Eden. If we end up becoming the emperors, you guys become the leaders over your own country, Israel. If you guys become the emperors, I don't know, trying to humor them or something, if you become the emperors of the whole world, they say to the Jews, then you guys also will take over. And somehow or another, Eden believed them. And this is the message that the Romans sent to the Greeks. Till now we had physical wars. Let's have a war of words, and whoever wins this debate will get all the empires. Let me ask it, and they agreed. So they asked a question like this: Magolius of Evan Toiva. If you have a precious stone, and then you have an Evan Toiva, something of diamond, which is on the bottom, which is on the top? The Greeks answered back, Margolius Levin Toiva. Obviously, the Evan Toiva is worth more than a Margolius, a diamond, so it sits on top. Okay, next question. Evan Toiva Vinach. You have this very precious stone, Vinach, and something really special, some kind of jewel. Adam and Yasa Basil, which one should be the basis for the other one? So they answered again, Evan Toiva Vinach. Then they asked him, we know that the Greeks liked the Sefer Torah because they had the Septuagint. They had those 70 Chachazakanim who translated the Torah into Greek. And Greeks respected knowledge and wisdom, not like the Romans. Enoch was Sefer Torah, Ezim and Yasa Bos Chavera. So if he had the most precious stone in the world, he had Sefer Torah. Which comes on the bottom? Enoch was Sefer Torah. So of course, Sefer Torah is even more precious. Sefer Torah is priceless. It goes on top. Imagine they claim to have respect for Sefer Torah like this. Shochulahu, so they said, if so, we have the Sefer Torah. We have the Bnei Yisrael. Imken Anan Sefer Torah Gabon, we saw Badon. We got it. Because Eden are living Sefer Torahs. Imagine, this was the debate, and the Greeks just said, okay, you won, and gave it all. Hard to understand exactly what happened there. Kafulahen Esin Vishishnin. So they subdued the Greeks. Essin v'shishnin kam lehu b'emunas ansayi b'had Yisrael. 26 years they had a truce with the Eden, and they kept their word. They led the Eden. That means right after this is right at the time of Chashmonaim. Maybe this we're talking about when Shimon was a king. He had a long reign. Maybe that's what we're talking about here. And he ran the government there. B'had Yisrael mekan ve'elich menanin yishtabdu b'hu. They turned around to Eden and said goodbye, and they subjugated the Eden to make them also evodim to them. Because of my darish, what did the Romans think? Why did they say, join Eden, you have to party, you have to participate with us? And then after they decided they have to domineer over the Eden. Because of darish, first they said, look how Esav treated Yaakov. Esav said to Yaakov, Nisav and Nilchav, Elchadagdecha, we'll go together. So therefore, that means that what? That Yaakov, they were equals. But the Besayv darish, at the end, he said, Yaakov said, Yava no Adoni lifnei avdo. Why did you go before me and I'll catch up with you in Arts of Seir? So in other words, Esav has to go first. So therefore, Romans took over. Brothers. But that was much later. So it can't be the Cheshon. The Matz Chai is right. All these Cheshbonians are hard to understand. Because the brothers, Hurkus and Tublis, was much later. They were great grandchildren of the Chashmonaim. And the Gemara's Cheshbon, you soon see, this all started from the day of Yudah Maccabi, which is many years earlier. So the Cheshbon don't stim. Yeah. Essin Vishishin and Yikom Ben Asayi, but it's all Menola. And Hainu was 26 years. Where do you get the Cheshbon? Hainu was exactly 26 years. When Rabbi Shmuel Yosi was very sick, they sent him a letter. Rabbi, Amalanu Shnayim Begimot Dmanu Shemartel. If you tell something in your name, Father, Rabbi Yosi wrote the Sefer Seder Olam, a history of the world, and Rashi brings it down many times. So therefore, they asked Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi's son, Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta. They said, tell us some history. Amalu, he said to them, Meya v'shmoinim shana koydim shenechel v'abayis, 180 years before the destruction of the second base of Mikdash, Toshta Malchus Hashoah Yisrael. That's when the Romans took over and took over control. Pei shana ad l'chod of habayis, 80 years, the last 80 years before the Churban, Gozru Tuma l'eretz ha'amek l'chuches. That's when they decided to make a gzeda. On that, if a yid goes, if a koyin goes into Eretz Ami, becomes tummy. If a yid goes Eretz Ami, becomes tummy. And also glass, we treat it like klecheres. Mem shana, the last 40 years, atchel lechad of abayis, the last 40 years before the Churban Beis Hamikdash, golsus and Eden, the last 40 years before the Beis Hamikdash destroyed, golsus and Eden. The Sanhedrin were left lishchat agazis, the yashvu la bechanus, and they went to a place called Chanus. And this place was also, according to Rashi, in the Harabayis. Not the Pshat they left Yerushalayim. Rashi says they were in the Harabayis, but in the room, Lishchat HaGozi, was at the camp of Elisa, there was nobody there. L'may Hilchasa, what do you mean they stopped the Nikrosis? What do you mean? They no longer rule, judge in Nikrosis. For Oynis or Mefata, they no longer judged. Why? Sagdata, Dini, because Sagdata, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, right now we thought that it's over. They didn't. We should remember the following person, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, Shmuel ben Baba, and we know Befeder Dini Knossos continued way after the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Because what's the story here? Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, he was the only link for Smicha. Sheil Molehu Nishtakhud, we had a Sanhedrin. In Molehu, if not for him, Nishtakhud Dini Yisrael, we would have forgotten Dini Yisrael, Dini Knossos in Yisrael. Nishtakhud, we forgotten. Look at see, let's learn it. And the Batlu didn't cause Yisrael because he needs smicha, and he was the only one left with smicha because they killed all the other rabbanim. She goes to Malchus Shog Zeda. He made a Zeda. Kol Asaymich Yehari. Anybody gets smicha should be killed because they realize that this Taydes were keeping the Eden separate. Kol Anismich Yehari. Anybody who receives smicha will get killed. The Irsh Asaymichibo and any city that harbors these people Techarev will be destroyed. The Tchum Shasaymichibo and also the distance of the Tchum 2,000 Amal Yeh Okay will be uprooted. Ma Oser Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. Halach, he went with Yoshua Mishnahon, Dolim, he sat between two mountains, between two large cities. Bein Beit Chum Shabbos, he was outside the Chum of two cities, Bein Usha and Shafram. Between these two cities known as Usha and Shafram. V'samach Shom Chamisha Skenim, and he gave smicha to five, and he called them Skenim, five elders. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yesi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meshmua. Now, if there was Skenim, why in the world didn't Rabbi Akiva, who was the Rebbe, give them smicha at the time? Remember we had in the Gemara Sanhedrin how every Rebbe tried to give smicha to his Talmidim. Why in the world Rabbi Akiva didn't give smicha to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda? These are his Talmidim. Rabbi Yosi, Shimon Chai, I don't know.
But Rabbi, this is still before the Churban.
This is during the Churban. Rabbi Akiva's Azakin was after the Churban. Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai, let's think for a second. This is way after Churban. This is way after the Churban, the story of Rabbi Yechonah ben Baba. Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Lezman Hurkanis, was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai.
Rabbi Akiva was after the Churban.
And Rabbi Akiva's Rabbi Akiva's Talmudim. This is after Churban. We're talking about Smicha.
Is this continuing on from
No.
The Sanhedrin with the
100%. You said that what happened as a result of the Golas Gadol, that they stopped Dini Knossos. 150 years later, they're still doing Dini Knossos. So what are you talking about? And the Gemara said, "Avi Moishev Afra Mechemik." We had Machleik and Mechemik that may with the same person or not. So therefore, if he was not the same person, we'll add him on. Kivon Sheikid Behem Oivim. Somehow or another, the enemies found out about the Smicha. Omel, and they said, "Bonai." And Rabbi Yehuda and Yehuda Baba Real was going on. And he said, "Bonai, my children." He's Kaini. He calls them my children. Right, you run for your lives. Omel, Ebi Vatamati. What about you? Omel, Mareini Mutlufnein Ke'Evin Shelo Hovchin. I can't run. I'm like a stone that is not turning over. I'm stuck here. This is my resting place. Amru loizazul misham the goyim lachzorim imach shemam didn't move from there. Achenartzu legufa gimul meyes luli noyes. They pierced him 300 spears, 300 into him. Shabazel vasu legufa kikivra. They turned his body into a sieve. But what does even mean? They had the nikkanos way after churban beis hamikdash. So what did the sanhedrin stop? It means they did not no longer deal with murders. My time became the chazan official. There's so many murders that were yachul and maiden, and they couldn't rule on all them. Let's move away from the hara from Lichchad Hagazis to a place called Chalus, which is also in the Hara Bayis. We shouldn't have to find them guilty. I, the Sanhedrin 23, can judge any city, so who cares? But they cannot judge only while the Sanhedrin Doyle was sitting in the right place, in Lichchad Hagazis. And if it wasn't, there wasn't. The Chesiv, it says, Vasisa al piyadov shikidlom la mokam, who has to be a mokam, la mokam gaidim, you need that mokam. They didn't have that mokam. Therefore, they didn't do it. Now, why didn't they do it? Because maybe if they brought to trial some Reitzchim and they didn't bring others, then the Sanhedrin would be guilty for allowing Reitzchim to roam the streets. This way, if they're not involved at all, they're not involved. But if they're already killing and not doing a good, you're not doing a very good job, then they take responsibility. Taisa says that sometimes they would reconvene. If there's a Tzayrich Shah, they would reconvene to, you know, if somebody really was bad, they would reconvene. Back to the Gemara. So the Gemara, Meyush, Mayim, 180, Vesulai, you're telling me the Rome's 180 years, a few more lines. But Tani Rabbi Yaisi, Berebi, Rabbi Yaisi, Berebi, Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Chalafta. So Rabbi Yaisi, Berebi might be the great man. Others say, don't go to say. Malchus Pora, this is the Cheshbon of the Beis HaMikdash, is 420 years. Malchus Paraz Mifnei Abayi Shloishim Va'arba Shana. 34 years when the second mission started, that was under Malchus, was under the Yavish. It actually brings a Kodesh. Everyone wants to know why Kodesh, but it's directly the Yavish. So Malchus Paraz Abayi is 34 years. Malchus Yavim Bifnei Abayi is Meyush Moinish. We still didn't answer our question. How do you know it was 26 years that the Eden work and the Romans were compatible? So now we're going to have to answer our question. Paras was 34 years. Malchus Yavon Bifnei Abayi. After that, the Greeks took over and they reigned from Meyush Moinish 180. 180 and 34 is 214 years. Malchus Chashmonoi Bifnei Abayi is Mei Vesholish, and the Chashmonoi were 103 years. And Malchus Beis Hudas Mei Veshol 103 years. That's 206. 206. And 180 and 34 makes 420. Mikan the Eilich from here in say okay. So, therefore, you have that's how you get 420 years. Now then he said Mikan the Eilich from here in say the Chashev Kama Shonim Acha Churban Bayis. From here on in, whenever they wrote a shtar, a ksuva, whatever it is, they would write 5 years from the Churban Bayis, 20 years of the Churban Bayis, which is the Tamar's Gemara, exactly when the Churban Bayis was. Big machlekes. But Alma, what does he from here? Mas on Vishit Havi. Here it says clearly that the Romans were 206 years, right? According to this Cheshbon, you have 180 of the Greeks, 34 of the Persians, 180 and 34 is what? 214. 420 minus 214 is how much? 206. So what do you tell me that the Romans were ruled for 180? They ruled for 206 years. Alma, Moslem, Vashishavu, that they reigned for 206. Va'at Amen, you say Meyev, Vashmoin, 180. Ela Esin Vashit Shonin, Komu, Behem Nusai, Bad Yisrael. Must be that during those 26 years they got out of Eden famously. And they didn't subjugate them. And therefore, they don't count those 26 years as part of the Roman reign because Eden was solved, you know, controlled the reign. Only they start counting when the Malchus HaShoah took over at Yisrael, which is the only last 180 years. We'll stop there.